So Krishna's pastimes more or less stay the same, whereas if we have some fictional characters, they keep coming up with new books, new stories, so they seem more new. There are two different things over here. There is newness, which is experienced at the physical or the sensual level. And there is newness, which is experienced at the spiritual level. So, when we talk about newness at the material level, it's not just stories. There's so much that appears to be new. There are new fashions, new cars, new phones. That newness is, if we're looking at it at a physical sensual level, at the material level it is far, far more than at the spiritual level. But then our scriptures tell us that newness is simply a cover. It is punaha punash charvita charvanana. They basically chewed again and again. There's one social critic, he said, what is news? News is basically old things happening to new people. Okay, here there was a disaster, here there was a storm, here there was an attack, here there was a disease, epidemic. So basically, if we go beyond the surface, the newness eventually is not actually new. It is just the same old thing. It leads to staleness. That's why it's not just people want new stories. People want stories of more intensity. Like say when people watch some sports. Say in India, there was cricket was very popular. So earlier, 50 years ago, the cricket was like a 5-day event. And now they have 1-day cricket. Now they have 20 overs cricket. Now they have 20 overs cricket with many other teams, all teams coming together. So basically, they want to increase the excitement level. Why? Because the same level of excitement doesn't satisfy. Even if it's a new match, but the same level of excitement doesn't satisfy. You want more and more. So this material entertainment is like a painkiller. If I have a disease and I take a painkiller, it does give me relief, but it's temporary. And next time I not only need a painkiller again, but because the disease has worsened, so I need a painkiller of a greater dosage. So that's why we see the entertainment, the action that is in today's entertainment, it is far, far more intense, far, far more graphic than what it was in the past. Because the disease of the emptiness within, that is far more. So we need greater painkillers. On the other hand, when I take a medicine, the medicine sometimes may not offer me immediate relief, the same way that the painkiller offers. But when the medicine acts on me and cures me, then I'm healed. Then I can be naturally happy. So basically, we hear Krishna Katha, there is some entertainment over there. But essentially, Bhav Aushada Shotra Mano Bhirama. Prabhupada quotes this verse in the first canto, from the 10th canto, first chapter in his Krishna book. It says, for us conditioned soul, this is the aushadhi. It is a medicine. And as we become purified, as our love for Krishna develops, then with that love for Krishna developing, we will start relishing Krishna more and more. Because say, if we love someone, a mother loves a child, and a mother takes the child's babyhood photos, she can see it again and again, because there is love over there. So, when a devotee has love for Krishna, that love itself brings newer and newer joy. But it's not just love over there. Along with that, Krishna himself also is unlimitedly attractive. Krishna has many, many qualities. And a devotee relishes Krishna more and more, appreciates his qualities more and more, as one comes to the spiritual level. So it's not just our love that makes Krishna attractive, but our love reveals Krishna's unlimited attractiveness. So that's from the point of view of, this is a medicine. So even if it doesn't taste that enjoyable, that doesn't seem on you, I hear it as a medicine. That's one perspective, from the seeker. But another perspective also important, that from those who are speaking Krishna Katha, it is also their responsibility and they should try to present it in an attractive way. We shouldn't just say that, this is here for your purification. Prabhupada says realization means to speak things in a way that are interesting for the audience. So, it is the responsibility of the speakers of Krishna Katha to present it in a way that people can relate with, that can attract people, that people can relish. So it's not just tell them people this is for your purification and just hear it. No. When we do it, we can use better language, better cultural presentations, more attractive technology, whatever it is. It is our responsibility to present Krishna's all attractiveness as attractively as possible. Just like we are the deities. We could say Krishna is all attractive. Yes, he is. But then when we decorate the deities, we dress the deities. Say, why do we need to dress? Krishna is already all attractive. But people who come, they can't perceive Krishna's spiritual attractiveness. So just as we dress the deities as attractively as possible. Similarly, when we give classes, it's not just here this for your purification. We have to try to make our presentation as attractive as possible, just as we would decorate the deities as attractively as possible. So to the extent we as preachers do that, to that extent, people even who are at the material level, they will be able to perceive Krishna's attractiveness. And as they keep hearing, then they will rise to the spiritual level and spiritually relish Krishna's all attractiveness. Okay? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Siddhi Muni, you had a comment?